the Elder Sign. Amidst the unspeakable horrors and cosmic nihilism of the Cthulhu mythos, it stands to reason that there would exist wards meant to protect mortals from such threats. The Elder Sign is the most common form of these wards, and its shape and function has been modified a few times throughout the years. A somewhat uncommon device within the literary works of the mythos, it has come to be one of the most notable elements within it. The first mention of the Elder Sign is in Lovecraft's Dream Quest of Unknown Kadath in 1926. In the story, the sign is not described, but instead is only spoken of in passing. The main character attempts to discuss the gods of Earth's dreamlands with some locals, but they merely make the Elder Sign and give him directions on his way. Mentioning it in this way, it's unclear if Lovecraft originally meant the Elder Sign to be a physical inscription, or rather an arcane gesture. In 1930, Lovecraft wrote a letter to Clark Ashton Smith in which he drew his interpretation of the Elder Sign, appearing as a single line with five lines branching off of it. In The Shadow Over Innsmouth, a character mentions there being stones strewn about with symbols on them looking like swastikas, and refers to them as Old One signs. They are supposedly used to protect someone from approaching Deep Ones. When August Derleth, a fan of Lovecraft's, wrote The Lurker at the Threshold in 1945, he decided to incorporate the Elder Sign. Unfortunately, he hadn't read the letter where Lovecraft drew his depiction, and so the two versions differ greatly. Derleth's version, which would come to be the more recognizable form, is described as being the rough shape of a star, in the center of which there appeared to be a caricature of a single giant eye. But it was not an eye, rather a broken lozenge in shape with certain lines suggestive of flames, or perhaps a solitary pillar of flame. Lynn Carter described another form of the Elder Sign in The Horror in the Gallery, combining both Lovecraft's and Derleth's depictions, with Lovecraft's branch in the center of Derleth's star. It varies from story to story on how powerful the Elder Sign is in defending an individual from the forces of a Great Old One. Some say that it protects from any servant of a Great Old One, others say only non-human followers, and others say it might protect someone from a Great Old One itself, albeit for a very brief time. Other uses of the Elder Sign offer a somewhat global defensive measure against any and all elements of the Cthulhu mythos, even those not aligned with a Great Old One. Why exactly the Elder Sign functions as a defense is unclear, and of course it can be easily seen as merely superstition, with individuals merely hoping that the sign protects them. People of the Dreamlands believe that only human beings could properly form the Elder Sign, offering an easy way to locate any disguised creatures. The Elder Sign has been featured in a number of games, such as Dungeons & Dragons, where it's known as the Cerulean Sign, and more notably, the Call of Cthulhu RPG, as well as the video game Call of Cthulhu Dark Corners of the Earth. Almost all modern board and card games based on the Cthulhu mythos, such as Arkham Horror, feature the Elder Sign in a highly positive light. One game even borrows the name for its title. Although Derleth's version of the sign is by far the more recognizable and popular version, a good portion of fans still prefer Lovecraft's original, simpler design. As a primitive ward against unimaginable threats, it makes more sense to be a simple design meant to be carved or etched into doors, planks, stones, charms, etc. Regardless, despite so little information being available for Elder Signs, they exist as one of the most important elements of the mythos. In a cold, unfeeling universe of cosmic horrors, humans would invariably cling to a desperate hope of protection, whether magical or merely superstitious.